Well, howdy guys. Now this may be a bit of a controversial video I'm going to do here, because as I always usually just talk straight from the hip, without any malice involved or hate or anything, it's just the truth, the way I see it. I mean, the facts just present themselves and have done for many years, and they're just the truth. But according to the world and society now, we're supposed to forget all the facts and truth and live in some crazy fantasy land. I mean, that's all right when you were a child, but usually most of us have to grow up. Now, I've just seen a picture of a femon who is 60 years old in a bikini, and she's on the runway. I don't mean an airplane runway. Of course, that might have been better. But the story is she still stuns at the age 60 in a bikini. Now I know lately and well, quite some time now, I've been inundated with these type of stories that even though femons are old and wrinkled, they've still got it. And they haven't, have they? I mean, she's somebody's grandmother, for Christ's sake. And I can completely understand why lots of men have lost respect for femons, but first of all, they lost their own respect, didn't they? I mean, what the hell is she doing there? Well, she's obviously avoiding reality, as femons do readily every day. The other thing I saw was a picture of a femon that was overweight. I mean, greatly overweight. But she says she's learned to love her body. Well, the facts have been like it since I was a very young man, actually, even before I was born. Overweight people, grossly overweight people, are unhealthy. They're prone to certain diseases, especially diabetes. And it puts extra strain on their heart, and some of the hearts can't take it. And I don't remember through my life ever seeing a really old, obese person. Do you? But you know, if you say anything about it, you are fatophobic or something. They've made those words up, you know. And it's all just to avoid reality and accountability. But the bottom line is, they're actually killing themselves, aren't they? I mean, why do you think the word mansplaining was even brought up in the first place? These words, I love these new words they got. It's basically when a man doesn't agree with a femon and tells her so, or corrects her about something that she's done is pretty dumb. You see, that could be mansplaining. That stops any criticism towards the femon. I mean, come on, guys. When you see a femon drive by in a real flashy-looking, expensive car, do you think to yourself she's worked really hard to get that? Long hours and sweat. Or do you think something else? And I'd like to take this opportunity to warn the young men out there that femons are trying to trap men through getting pregnant again. Because they can't seem to keep men for very long now, because of their personality, and most of them nowadays are nuts. But they're going to extreme lengths to try and keep the man, so you just be careful out there, guys. The main aim of the femons today is to trick a man into loving her or caring for her, usually by pretending somebody she's really not. For the femon, it's a game of deception and deceit. And there's a lot of divorced men out there that found out who she really was. But they call it the femon scorn, don't they? But really, the man has just lost his usefulness for that femon. So she doesn't have to play the deception game anymore. Now, of course, this isn't every femon. Some of them are all right, to a point. There's a young man at work, he's only 22 years old. He has 3 children from all different femons, and he's not with any one of them, but his maintenance, or child support, is atrocious every month, and he's broke. They certainly saw this young man coming. So like I say, young men out there, have your fun. I know you gotta, just be careful. And it's good luck for me, because when you get to my age, your dick don't talk to you so much. And that's about the only thing that's good about getting old. That and when I see a femon, I don't have the horny haze that blinds me from seeing who she really is. Sometimes I think I'm an alien and I've been dropped on the wrong planet. But nothing that a few beers later on can't fix. Talk to you later, guys.